What is good, everybody? It's your boy Randy Anderson here with another episode of Unofficial Referees. Yeah, man, it's been a minute. I understand. I know I've had stuff going on, but we're back. You know what I'm saying? I got my boy Nathan Bowles in the building, man. What's good, Nate?
Hello.
He said hello. He's literally the Skip Bayless at my job. You know what I'm saying? I'm Shannon Sharp. He's the Skip Bayless.
That's not remotely true.
That is factual.
I mean, as far as black and white, yeah. I'm in no way Skip Bayless.
I mean, but you go with all, what's the name? I go with mostly facts. You go with mostly emotions. You know what I'm saying?
Could be less true.
Okay, hey.
Whatever.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want that reputation.
I understand. All right, yeah, man. So, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that's been going down over the last couple weeks, you know what I'm saying? Fantasy, you know what I'm saying? Football is upon us, you know what I'm saying? It's week two, going on week three.
Love it.
Unfortunately, the injury bug hit every team this week, man.
Not this guy.
Yeah, well, besides him, you know what I'm saying? It didn't hit him. But it hit me pretty hard, you know what I'm saying? Saquon Barkley is out with a torn ACL, man.
Out for the season.
Done. Also, man, Christian McCaffrey's out. You know what I'm saying? There's a bunch of other injuries as well.
Joey Bosa,
yeah, with a torn Achilles.
I'm not sure what's going with him.
Okay.
Not really affecting fantasy football, but as far as just NFL in general, yeah.
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 But yeah, man, so the football's back, man. So how have you been feeling about football since it's been coming back?
Oh, I'm all about it. Like the whole no fans first week kind of. It's kind of hard to get into, but here we are week two. I'm good with it. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm just happy that football back.
He's happy that football's back, baby. All right, man. Yeah. Honestly, it doesn't affect me. I'll be honest with you. I don't think COVID is real. I don't know if COVID is real because these dudes have been super close proximity to each other. Hey, we ain't seen nothing.
A conspiracy theorist. I can't say the word.
Conspiracy theories?
Conspiracy theory. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've all seen people. We've probably known people that've come down with the COVID. But, you know what I'm saying? Just for shits and giggles, this is not real.
what evidence supports that in your mind?
These dudes are all over each other, breathing down each other's backs. No homo. But, you know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody came down with nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. College football, there actually was. Notre Dame game got canceled today because of COVID cases.
Really?
Yeah, they're probably fake COVID cases, though, right?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to college. It's all about the pros over here, baby.
Yeah, moving on.
Okay, all right, moving on. All right, so, but staying in the NFL, man. Actually, this is actually something that happened. Adam Scheffler says other coaches for not wearing a mask in week two. They got fined $100K. Each team got fined $100K each. No, the coaches got fined $100K each. The teams got fined $250K each, which all totaled it to $1.5 million.
Yeah, see, that's weird, because I think COVID is real. I'm not freaking out about it, but I think it's real. And I think that's weird that they got fined coming from you, who thinks it's all a hoax. I can't imagine a UFA. You must be super pissed.
Oh, God, it's crazy.
They got fined for nothing, right?
I mean, but it's Pete Carroll. He's like, what, 70 years old, something like that?
Right.
He's like, fuck it. If I go, I'm going to do what I love.
You're saying since he's more in that range of people that actually get affected, just screw it. If I get it, you know, I'm ready to go. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, Pete Carroll, he actually strikes me as that type of like, you know, fuck it.
I've lived my life. I'm happy. I've succeeded.
Exactly. I've got an amazing quarterback in Russell Wilson who should have won, who should be in MVP talks. You know what I'm saying? I've had a good defense on multiple years. You know what I'm saying? This year, the year before, it's been a little iffy.
I've done enough. I'm ready to go.
That's I won a Super Bowl, you know?
All
right. I screwed Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's your thoughts on that, man?
I mean, yeah, I don't got... I think it's kind of done. Like, the whole mask thing, I don't care if people wear it or not. I think it's I think it's dumb to be criticized if you do wear it.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? I could care less. And again, it's a choice.
Right.
I don't think you should be fined. You know, if whatever. I don't think you can like definitively prove, hey, wearing a mask doesn't help. I know there's scientists that says that, whatever, everyone has their opinions. No one knows for sure. But I don't know. Yeah, I think it's retarded.
They got fined and fired.
What do you mean they're going to be back? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the head coaches. Like, the front offices, all the front offices are going to be like, oh, we'll just eat that. You know what I'm saying? We'll eat his, whatever his fine was, as long as we were able to keep our coaches.
I mean, yeah, it's chump change. I don't think those guys are really threatening over $100,000.
Exactly, yeah. So. All right, so, man, staying in the NFL, we all know that Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski have said bye-bye to New England. They went to Tampa Bay.
Right.
So what's your thoughts on Tampa Bay and Tom Brady?
Originally, when it happened, I thought it was awesome for Tom Brady.
Ooh.
Yeah, look at the weapons. Godwin, Evans, Gronk, OJ Howard. They got all these guys. They brought in a little Scotty Miller, his little slot receiver. He's really good, too.
Okay.
I don't know, man. They're watching the first two games, I don't know. I think he's finally taking a step back. Not to say they won't. I think they'll make the playoffs, but, you know. When that happened, I thought that's the team to be in the NFC. But now I'm thinking, you know, it's Gronk seems to be dead. I think he has maybe. Does he have even two catches?
I don't think two weeks.
I think he had one last week. I don't know. I forget. Yeah. Either way, though, that seems to be useless. I could be wrong. He might, for any Tampa Bay fans, he might be a really good blocker, which I know he wasn't doing. But catching wise, hasn't really done much.
Okay, so you say that. I say Tom Brady's he's always been a system quarterback then.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, explain to me why you don't agree with that. Because, like, for me looking at week one and then me seeing week two, I'm just like, I believe you might have been really a system quarterback and you might have been Bill Belichick's, you know what I'm saying, pet project. Oh, shoot. Yeah, you want to say something? Go ahead.
No, because he really hasn't had. Like, I'm by no means a Patriot or a Tom Brady fan.
Understand.
I don't dislike it. I'm just saying, like, if you look at years past in New England, it wasn't like he had all these. He had, you know, quality receivers, when he did have a star guy like Randy Moss, at the time he broke the touchdown record, he lit it up. I don't think that's a system quarterback. And then once he left, he still, you know. I mean, how can you be a system quarterback and win, what, six Super Bowls? I just feel like it's.
I mean, but that was his system that he was in. This is a completely new system.
I know, but I mean.
And we all allege that Tom Brady went because of Tom Brady and to collect that money.
Yeah.
So he left the system to put everything on him.
I will say you can make a bigger argument for his system quarterback because he spent however many years with one team.
Right.
Yeah. But also at the same time, though, I think if he were to fail this year, it'd be hard for me to say definitively he's a system quarterback because, like, he's, what, 42, whatever he is, 43?
Yeah. Well, he's old as shit.
Yeah, I mean, he could very easily struggle this year because of that fact.
Yeah, and his arm isn't as good. I mean, his accuracy has always been good.
Right.
But his arm is not as good as Jameis Winston's.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never been a believer that Belichick made Tom Brady. I think it's more so Tom Brady made Belichick. I have no.
Yeah.
Who knows? But Belichick did. Granted, he was young, but he failed before as a coach before he went to New England.
Yeah.
And then Tom Brady came, and then we know the rest of the story. But
I mean, yeah, you're right. I will concede that point to you. But
not to say he's a bad coach. He's
obviously
a good coach.
No. Yeah.
Well, he's a good coach.
He cheats. Well, you know what I'm saying? Hey, good teams, you know what I'm saying? As long as you win,
cheating,
right?
No cheating. Is he winning or not? That's
exactly.
Hey,
I understand. Mm-hmm. You winning. But yeah, so just going over here. Well, also, I do want to. I don't know if you said the running back that they brought from Jacksonville.
Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. Leonard Fournette. Did you say him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't bring him up. It's not something you're asking now.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, yeah, Leonard Fournette is in Tampa now, you know what I'm saying? So Tampa has a, I guess you would say, a steep running game or a good running game, allegedly.
Yeah, they're minimum two deep. They got Fournette and Ronald Jones. I like Ronald Jones a lot. He went to college, USC, no big deal.
Oh, yeah, I forget you is USC boy.
That's right. But yeah, it's pretty clear Fournette's going to take over that job, I think, based off week two anyway. And even when he was signed, I think most people who watch any football can say, yeah, he's going to be the starter, even though the coach came out that day and said, yeah, Ronald Jones is still our guy. And then we all kind of knew that was BS. That wasn't going to happen. And yeah, he had the majority of the carries on this last Sunday, so.
Yeah, I know he got slack for week one when he was like, I finally have a real quarterback, and he's talking about Tom Brady and Gardner Minshew. And the Jacksonville Jaguars and Gardner Minshew destroyed their team that they're playing against.
Why is he hating on Gardner Minshew?
I have no clue.
That dude's the man.
That stash, hey, that boy has that cachet.
What more do you need?
He has that cachet.
What more do you need?
All right. So speaking about Bill Belichick and the Patriots, man, let's move over to the Patriots and Cameron Newton.
Correct.
What is your thoughts on Cameron Newton in his first 2 weeks?
I personally don't like Cam Newton. I think he's
crybaby.
I mean, crybaby. I think he's really cocky. I'm never been big on cocky players, and he could be just overly confident or confident, whatever. Anyway, I thought it wasn't gonna work out. I thought if Tom Brady can dominate with those guys, there's no way Cam Newton, who's not nearly as accurate as Tom Brady. And so far through 2 weeks, I have been proven wrong because he's playing pretty well.
Last night, they almost came back.
Yeah, no, they
against Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, no, he's playing very well.
I was like, Cam doing Cam things.
Yeah, no, I forgot he was a good runner. I don't know why that was his main thing, but no, he's playing very well. New England's legit, man. I think they're not Super Bowl legit, but I think they're definitely a playoff team.
Well, honestly, What's the slot receiver's name? Julian Edelman. Mm-hmm. If he's not at 100%, I don't because he looked a little hobbled, honestly, in week two.
Yeah,
and like they kind of like alluded to it. Like the announcers was like, "Oh, he's kind of hobbled." Da 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 da. So I was just like, "Ooh, if he's not at 100%, I don't really know who's the other two receivers." I know they picked up somebody in the draft this year.
Young guys. N'Keal Harry, I'm honestly not entirely sure what he's done. I know he's one of their top three receivers, though. That just goes to show, I think, Cam Newton's playing.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And rest in peace to James White's father, man. His mom, I think, is okay, but his pops passed away in a car accident.
I really didn't see that.
Yeah. That sucks. Rest in peace to him. But Cam Newton's been doing Cam things, man, which is great. What about your boy, man?
Who's that?
What about your boy over there in the Cleveland Browns?
Baker Mayfield. I hate Baker Mayfield so much. Another one of those. No, go ahead, sorry.
No, you good. So what's up with Baker, man? Like, did we overreact when Baker first got drafted? Was he always I'm not gonna say a number one quarterback, but like he got drafted number one overall, and he hasn't really been a number one talent to some people.
Well, that rookie year he came out and made Cleveland look like a genius because he played really, really well.
Right,
and that's fine. At the end of his first year, that was proven to be the correct pick, even over Lamar. I think at that point. Now, obviously, Lamar's.
Yeah.
Although I have some counts on Lamar. Second year last year, you had Odell, had all these weapons. He was awful.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the definition, actually, of a system quarterback, more so than Tom Brady.
Ooh.
If you can't put with those receivers he has legit five.
Jarvis
weapons.
Landry, Odell Beckham.
Yeah, they're not Mahomes' weapons, but they're good. And you can play well with those guys. Mm-hmm. I think he's a system quarterback. I think he's one of those guys, for the most part, he'll be average, and then he'll have a game every now and then, like he did this last week, where he'll throw four touchdowns and 300-plus yards, whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, I can't stand him. He's just the worst.
You just hate cocky people. That's all that is.
Well, he hasn't even been that cocky this year, which has the right to be. He hasn't done anything.
That's factual.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, man. So, let's talk about the last two-year MVPs, man. Let's talk about Lamar Jackson first. Go ahead. You said you wanted to speak about Lamar Jackson. What you got for me?
Yeah, no, Lamar Jackson is the man. Although I do want to say I think Lamar Jackson could not be in a better situation.
That's I believe.
You put him on a team like the Jets, the Redskins. I think our perception of Lamar Jackson would be a lot different.
I agree.
A lot different.
I can the Jets, I can definitely agree. Washington, I can agree.
I just, and again, he's like, I think, well, how do I put this? Like, I think if he got, like, hypothetically, if he got traded to a crappy team now,
mm-hmm.
I think he'd be good. I think he'd improve the team a lot, but I'm just, basically what I was getting at was if he were to get drafted by, like, any other, by a Washington or something like that, I think he would be, I don't want to overreact. He would not be nearly the player we know he is today.
Right, yeah.
He's the man, obviously, yeah.
He's been showing everybody why they're talking about MVP again.
I do think the whole, like, I hate hearing people on ESPN and Fox all this saying, like, he's this super accurate passer. I don't think that's true.
He's getting better, but he's not accurate.
He's great on those little 6-7 yard dump offs. Yeah,
to the tight ends.
Those deep passes, though. Look at the stats. He's not.
See a little wobble.
Yeah, it's not very accurate. But yeah, if he gets that down, then yeah, look out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be special.
Okay, so do you. All right, so before I go to that, let's move to Kansas City, man. You know what I'm saying? The hometown team. You know what I'm saying? The Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, MVP a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your thoughts on Patrick right now? So we're two games in. What's your thoughts on Patrick?
I mean, he's the best player in the NFL. Not to sound like a homer. Like, I know he didn't play great this last week, but...
Right.
Maybe overreaction. Like, Patrick Mahomes in his prime, like, playing at his highest level, which we probably saw a little bit,
mm-hmm.
really, his first year starting. Like, you take all those all-time quarterbacks, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, take their best seasons. I don't think they've ever been as good as Patrick Mahomes.
Like, I can agree.
Yeah. And that... Obviously, you take away accomplishments, accolades, and obviously... To me, Tom Brady's a good. I don't know how you feel
right,
about that. But as far as his pure talent, I think he just... You make case. He has the weapons. I get all that. You still got to get him the ball, though.
I was going to say, you still got to make plays. And Patrick Mahomes makes Patrick plays.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yeah, I definitely do understand that.
He does. I think the only guy that can beat him in the AFC is not so much Lamar Jackson, but the Ravens with Lamar Jackson, if that makes any sense.
Ooh. So that you have faith in that defense?
In the Chiefs defense?
The Ravens defense. Are they the Ravens defense of old or
No, but they're not going to shut the Chiefs down.
Right.
But I think they can stop Chiefs more so than Chiefs can stop Ravens. I think Ravens actually beat Chiefs here Monday in the regular season, and I think Chiefs beat the Ravens in the playoffs.
Ooh, hot take. I like it. If it happens like that, I'll take that too.
Dude, Ravens have no weaknesses, man. They're legit.
Well, they do. The deep threat. The deep threat is their weakness.
Look at Hollywood Brown. He's a good deep threat.
Yeah, he's a good deep threat, but if he's double and the tight ends are double.
Oh, man, I feel like they have some pretty speedy receivers.
Hollywood Brown. Who's the number two?
You can't double three different guys. So.
I mean, they do that. They try to do that with Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce.
They drafted some dude. Devin name maybe? I forget his last name. Some receiver, like some school from the Big 12, but he's a speedster too. Texas, I think that's who it is, yeah. He's good.
Okay.
Yeah, they got some guys.
All right, I'm gonna have to go ahead and take a look into them, you know what I'm saying? See if they're still on the draft boards. Oh, just saying.
There you go. You'll need it after second one.
Hey, oh, come on, dog. Come on, bro. Hey, I thought we was homies. All right, man. So, do we need to move off of the NFL and jump into the NBA?
Yeah, whatever you think.
All right. Hold on. Before we move off the NFL real quick, let's talk about who I think will be in runnings. I want you to give me your four, and I'm going to give you my four of quarterbacks who I believe will be MVPs in the MVP hunt.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And Russell Wilson.
Those are my exact four as well.
Really? I honestly do, because Kyler Murray... I know you told me, like, you've been watching his tapes and stuff like that, his videos.
Kyler Murray was a sneaky MVP favorite.
Last year.
Well, before the season is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
And I thought that was like, yeah, I mean, he's good, but I don't see that. But after two games, yeah, he's playing lights out. Especially rushing. I don't know, I knew he was fast, but he's rushing like 80 yards a game.
I mean, shit, he's damn near like the young Russell Wilson.
Better than Russell Wilson. At that age, not right now.
Yeah, I mean, at that age, with the feet wise, because Russell used to run. Yeah. He used to scramble his ass off.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, yeah, he reminds me of a young Russell Wilson.
I agree, he did. Yeah. He does, for sure. But yeah, I would agree. Those are my top four. I think Lamar's probably going to be the favorite. Well, I don't know. Right now, it's Russell Wilson. He's number one.
Honestly?
After two games.
So who do you think is going to take it home this year? MVP, who you think is going to take it home? Out of these four, who you think is going to take it?
For a betting man, I would bet on Mahomes. Just because I think they're going to get it going and start rolling. Kyler, I think, is still a year, maybe two away.
I could see that.
Russell Wilson, I'll take it back. I would actually bet on Russell Wilson at this point right now. I think this is finally his year.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Honestly, because he was kind of snubbed last year. Like, he was snubbed last year.
I think Lamar was the clear-cut MVP last year.
Well, I mean, there's some tapes that was just like, Russell Wilson has been putting up numbers like this for years, and he has never really been in the MVP race.
And I think that'll come into play this year, too. Like, it'll be... Not that he won't deserve it, but that'll also kind of come into play with voters. Like,
right.
He hasn't got one yet. So...
Yeah, because that's how I see it.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, I don't know. But yeah, man, I honestly think Russell Wilson will go ahead and will take it, honestly. All right, let's go ahead and move over to the association, the NBA, man. Mm-hmm. So there's been rumors about Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving Milwaukee. But he shut those rumors down and said he's not leaving Milwaukee.
Right.
But now there's rumors... The rumor mill is going around and saying that Russell Westbrook and the Rockets could be looking to ship Russell Westbrook away and to Milwaukee for Giannis Antetokounmpo. So what is your thoughts?
For Giannis?
Yes. Giannis. Yeah, for Giannis.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I'm not. First off, Westbrook is a team killer. And by that I mean he ruins teams.
Right.
Yeah, he's obviously fantastic. Average triple over for 2 or 3 years, whatever mm-hmm. it was, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He is not. You know, buddy always talk about how like I hate that Russell Westbrook will go down as a better player than Derrick Rose.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Statistically, like it says he is. But like I said, I think Westbrook can't lead a team to save his life.
That's true.
Derrick Rose then proven he could.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make the NBA Finals, but they didn't make the East Conference Finals, and they were right there. God, that pisses me off.
They got cheated. Continue my bad.
I think Giannis is staying put. I don't think they would trade. Houston obviously would jump on that.
Houston definitely would jump on it.
Milwaukee, I don't think would. If Milwaukee is trading Giannis, it's going to be to Golden State, where they're going to get the number 2 pick, Andrew Wiggins, and then just a package of guys. Is how that's going to go.
That's true.
If they do trade him, which if he says that he wants to stay, then they're not going to touch it. Or they're not going to worry about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they do, if they were to do that, I don't see in a world where that would happen. To be honest with you, where Russell or Giannis Antetokounmpo would be on the same team as a James Harden. Because I don't really see James Harden passing the ball like that. And Giannis Antetokounmpo's got to have a ball in his hands to be effective. I mean, he's a defensive monster, understandable. But, you know what I'm saying? He has to have the ball in his hands.
Can you say the same thing about James Harden, though?
That's true, too.
Yeah.
And both of them, honestly, they really don't play well in the playoffs.
No, they don't. James Harden's definitely choke artist in the playoffs. Giannis, we've had
two
really of him being the man two sample years where he hasn't been the best. That's another guy, man. If he just gets a jump shot, what are you going to do? You can't guard him.
That's true. Well, even though everybody was saying that he's a Scottie Pippen and not a Michael Jordan, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's Michael Jordan, but I think he's better than Scottie Pippen.
Better than Scottie? Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Okay, man. So, staying in the association, man. Let's go ahead and jump over to the Denver Nuggets versus the Los Angeles Lakers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it, man. So, what's been going on? What has been going on with the Lakers, man? What's your thoughts on? Do you think the Lakers are gonna sweep the Nuggets? Do you think it's gonna go in four, or do you think it's gonna go to seven?
Game three is tonight. If Nuggets can pull that off, then there's a slither of hope for me that they might be able to pull it off. I wouldn't bet on it by any means. If Lakers win tonight, then yeah, they're winning four straight. Nuggets, what they need to do is get down 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
They're clearly comfortable being down 3-1.
they come back a couple times.
Yeah, and they'll come up and do that. But yeah, I would love it, man. I don't hate the Lakers by any means, but I do hate LeBron, who's not the GOAT, by the way, for anyone wondering. Spare me that bullshit. But honestly, that's my main motivation at this point in the playoffs. Like, I only watch to see LeBron lose. And he should have a cakewalk to the finals, but because he's LeBron, I don't think it's guaranteed. I think he could easily choke it away.
Oh yeah, because if you look at the play last night or the other night, AD was there to take the shot, final shot, and LeBron wasn't there.
I agree, he didn't want any part of that, but at the same time, he can't really. I mean, AD made the shot, clearly the right move. You know,
well, I mean, but LeBron James is supposed to be the best player in the world. And the best player in the world, you would think, will want that shot.
As much as I hate LeBron, I do think it's a little unfair that he gets criticized for having teammates, basically, that hit a big shot.
Well, I mean,
Jordan passed a couple times.
So. That's true. But LeBron has passed it more times to more clutcher teammates than himself. In butthole clenching tight time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The whole Jordan LeBron, I think Jordan is willing, but he sure as hell wasn't afraid to take a shot.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think LeBron's willing, but also think he doesn't want that.
He's like, I mean, if I miss it, I'm screwed.
Right. And that's
if that, I make it, I'm praised.
That does suck for him. Because, like, even the Jordan days, like, you didn't have these talk shows where you got criticized every single day.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't matter, Jordan would handle fine.
But, all right.
Yeah.
All right. So, what was you going to say? Finish it off?
That's pretty much
it. That was it?
Yeah.
All right. So, you say LeBron. I say LeBron and the Lakers could choke this lead away and they could lose. And my Denver Nuggets, you know what I'm saying? We make our first play, we make our first berth in the finals.
Be a very good prediction by you. I actually think, I'm going to call if LeBron does beat Denver. And if Boston somehow comes back against Miami, I think Boston will beat Lakers in the finals. If Miami advances, I think Miami will lose. Or Lakers will beat Miami. But if Boston, I like their matchup against the Lakers. AD will get his and LeBron will get his. I don't know. I got a feeling. Look out.
Okay. Hey.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Yeah. And all I'm saying is I told you exactly who my finals, who I thought was going into finals.
Did you pick Denver and who else?
Denver and Boston.
All right, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a really good pick. I'll give you credit for that.
And that was in the beginning of this.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, it'd be a good prediction for sure.
Hey, I'd be like, that's what I'm talking about, baby. But yeah, man, so I'll be rooting for both teams because I love both of those teams. But yeah, man, so let's go ahead and talk about still stay in the association. Let's go ahead and talk about the Clippers, man. Are the Clippers really cursed? Because they weren't looking like, you know what I'm saying, the Clippers that everybody was boosting themselves up to be.
I mean, how can they be cursed, though, if they, like, they've never really been all that good? They've had their years, but, like, no one, when's the last time anyone ever thought they were, like, a championship team besides this year?
Ever? That's true. That's true. But they've had great talent on a lot of their teams.
Yeah.
But then you gotta also the football. I believe the NBA guys are probably like, well, until your former owner, you know what I'm saying, croaks, we not gonna give y'all no title.
Yeah. They were frustrating. That was my pick. I actually think they would have beat LA.
Yeah.
But yeah, God. Who gives up, you know, three consecutive 20-point leads?
Like, bro.
They when they gave up, when they were up 3-1 on Denver, when that series was tied 3-3, I was hoping they would lose because they deserved it at that point. Like, that was pathetic doing what they did. And I do love Kawhi, by the way.
Kawhi's your boy.
Yeah. But yeah, that was awful. Curse, no. Really stupid, yes.
Curse, no. Really stupid, yeah. All right, so what about Paul George? Like, PG, I don't know, man. I don't know if, like, I know him and Kawhi are buddies and cool and stuff like that, but I don't know if Paul George was the right pick for the team.
I mean, I heard him or Jimmy Butler. I would have.
I would take Jimmy over Kawhi, but, I
would rather take PG3 or PG13. But at the same time, though, I mean, Jimmy Butler's obviously playing really well.
Yeah. You know where I'm coming from, because I've always loved Kawhi. I mean, not Kawhi, but Jimmy when he was in Chicago.
Yeah.
So, no, definitely. It's just like, I kind of have a bias with that one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I never liked Paul George. Jimmy Butler, I did like him in Chicago. Then he gave up the cocky thing. I think he got cocky. I don't
know. Yeah, I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
Granted, he worked at it. You know, he was not a very high draft pick. Came in, worked really hard.
He was the third. He was the last draft pick of the, I think it was the first round.
Yeah, I think it was too. And he's earned it, I guess. I just, you know.
You just hate cocky people. I
don't like the whole cocky thing. That's why I like Derrick Rose so much. He's the man, and like, he was just chill all the time.
Yeah. Even when he hit that buzzer beater, he was like, stone face.
That's what I do. Just didn't care.
Yeah, man. So, all right. So, Boston versus Miami, man. Mm-hmm. The Miami Heat have come out of nowhere and been the, I guess you would say, call them the Cinderella team. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Because literally they have Jimmy Butler and that's about it. No, they have Crowder. They have Jay Crowder, too. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's about it. They got Jimmy and Crowder, and literally it's a bunch of young dudes.
They do.
Shout out to Hero, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with him, you know what I'm saying? He cocky as shit, too.
He is. But, yeah. I don't like him yet.
What's your thoughts on Miami?
I mean, it's very impressive. Jimmy Butler doing what he's doing. Bama Bio is playing really well, especially defensively. He's really good. And you brought up the rookies, Tyler Hero. I think the other one's name is Duncan Robinson.
Yeah.
Because he's also really good. And then Gordon Dragic is super underrated.
Oh, Dragic? Yeah.
That dude balls out too.
If he was on the bench, if he was coming off the bench, I would give it to the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
But whoever their starter was is injured or something like that. So
ultimately, I think those young guys, they can't. Like, I don't know. Before the playoffs, I remember a bunch of people saying Miami was going to potentially make the finals. I thought that was just stupid. I never thought that would, you know.
Right.
Clearly, yeah, I probably shouldn't be in this podcast. I'm not realizing I'm wrong a lot. I still don't see it. Give them props how far they made it. But I do think Boston comes back, wins that series. Wouldn't shock me if they won three straight. And then lose to... Or not, sorry, not lose. Then they beat the Lakers, which would make my year.
Oh, Boston beat the Lakers?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about a beautiful rivalry that's been going on for years?
But that would make it all fine. I'd be okay with it.
Oh, man, that would be a beautiful rivalry. Yeah, unfortunately, we lost Kobe, but, you know what I'm saying?
That would be the only plus side. Like, it'd be cool to see Lakers win the year Kobe died.
Nah, fuck that. Nope. I love Kobe to death.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying?
No. I'm saying that'd be the only plus side.
The plus side would be watching either Boston beat the Lakers or Boston losing to the Nuggets, you know what I'm saying? Or winning against the Nuggets. Either way.
Yeah.
Which either one is true on those ways. Right. I'll be cool with.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's it for real, unless you got anything that you wanted to bring up. Anybody there? You ain't got nothing about the Cowboys. Any predictions that you want to get up out of here before we get out of here?
I think I'm all good.
Think you good?
I'm all good.
All right, man. So yeah, this has been another episode of the comeback of the Word on the Half podcast, man. I mean, not Word on the Half. Oops. Unofficial referees. Without that being said, man, out. We out, man. Peace.